Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Rifters, this episode of Razor Riffs is sponsored by Taco Brat, the hottest new restaurant in Costa Mesa that's taking over Orange County. Taco Brat is our sponsor. They are literally the only German-Mexican, yes, it's a real thing, restaurant in the entire nation, with an atmosphere of a family barbecue, but with gourmet tacos and sausages that even foodies like yourself will want to set your phone cameras down just to eat. You can get a taste of the full innovative menu and unique dining experience at www.tacobrat.com. And make sure you try their nachos. Thanks, and back to the show. Excellent. How's it going? I'm Keith Reza. My trusty sidekick, Alan Lee, is in New York visiting his mom, so he'll be back next week. But you can't have a show without trusty sidekick, so I brought two trusty sidekicks. I brought my friend Jacob. This is where you say hi, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi. Talking to the microphone, bud.
Talking to the microphone. Jacob's very shy.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi. We feel like Jacob might have Asperger's.
Yeah, jury's still out on that. We'll let JJ decide on that.
Yeah. But no, Jacob's a good friend of mine. I've known Jacob since high school. He drives me around and stuff, and you know, he's trying to do stand-up comedy as well. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. And then my other trusty sidekick is a very funny comedian who I've known for a couple years. He's very funny. He just opened for me. Grant Smith.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I wish I had a driver like you. I had no idea you had a driver. That's amazing.
Yeah. I
can't wait to ask Jay if he has a driver.
Yeah, well, we don't want to tell the guests yet. We're still doing opening remarks.
I'm talking about him.
Oh, his name's Jacob.
Oh, my bad.
Jacob.
He kicked me on the table when he said that.
Oh, we're not the guests?
No, you're the trusty sidekicks.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys know what sidekicks are?
Now I do.
Okay, yes. Here's what a sidekick does. Basically, I ask a question to our guest, and they answer.
Which is not us.
It's not you guys.
Okay.
No. So I ask a question to our guest, and they respond, and then you laugh if it's funny, and then you respond with something like, oh yeah, and then like a little short, and then I take over and be like, you know,
oh,
basically, okay. If we're talking sports, I'm Kobe, you're Derek Fisher, you're Robert Horry. You guys hit big shots, but when it all comes down, it's all on me.
Yeah, you give me 0.4 though, I can work with that.
Yeah. Is that good with you, Jacob?
I'm fine by me.
All right, so Flattered. Jacob's on board. What about you, Grant?
Oh, I'm Derek Fisher. I'm ready to beat up someone's wife or beat up somebody for their wife.
Jesus. That was a little sports joke for you.
Matt Barnes. I like the guy.
Well, our guest today, for those of you wondering, he's going to be calling in. You've seen him in movies like Jerry Maguire, Small Soldiers, Pay It Forward, which is actually one of my favorite movies. He was a star of CBS's Gary Unmarried, and he'll be performing stand-up comedy at the Irvine Improv this weekend, July 14th through July 16th, 2017. Jay Moore, the great Jay Moore, is going to be on the show.
Awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic. Grant, you know Jay, right?
We are friendsly.
Friendsly.
I think that if you asked him, he would say who?
Yes, and we're gonna.
So I can't wait to see how this goes because I don't want to speak out of turn.
Right. What about you, Jacob? Are
I'm
you
so excited?
You're excited.
So excited.
You were telling me that you love Jay Moore.
Absolutely. Yeah. Way back. Remember him back in action a long time ago. It was fantastic.
Back in action.
Back in action. Way long ago.
But so Jay's going to be calling in, and any minute now. So this is where the trusty sidekicks come in, because while we wait for a call in, we talk about something interesting, and then usually the guest calls in and we stop talking about that, leaving the audience like, oh my God, what was the point?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So last week, we were talking about snakes. You remember how you were telling me how like this, if you cut off its head, it keeps on like moving and stuff.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Yeah, I told Alan Lee that. He didn't believe me.
I thought it was only its tail.
That too. That too.
So if you cut off,
so its, can you cut off it, any part of a snake and it still lives? Like what? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I.
What
I
an
am
impressive a, creature.
Yeah.
What about an eel? Same thing with an eel.
It's the snake of the sea. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the snake of the sea.
Is it not?
That's true.
What if there was an electric snake?
Yeah.
God. Okay. What's scarier? Python, cobra, anaconda, or hypothetical electric snake?
I would be more scared of an anaconda, actually.
Electric snake sounds like West Hollywood's latest
craze. Sorry, I'll put my pants back on. Okay, now do you want to change your answer?
I would still be scared of an anaconda.
Wow.
What about you, Jacob?
Anaconda's pretty terrifying. Pretty
what? Terrifying. Electric snake by far. That's like a rattlesnake on electricity, so.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I can't imagine how scary an electric snake would be. I'm imagining like one of those sign wider things, but like electric.
Yeah.
That can just shock you to death like poor Steve Irwin. R.I.P.
It's funny about Steve Irwin because he was
living. Nothing's funny about Steve.
No, okay. But what's funny is like he's the crocodile hunter, but he died by like a like a jellyfish or something, right?
No, it was a stingray.
Yeah, a stingray.
He got a stingray to the heart, and it was too late. He gave stingrays a bad
heart.
Name.
Jesus.
Yeah, I did that.
You did that, man. Oh, man.
I apologize for that also.
No.
Nailed it, by the way.
Yeah, you did know.
Thank you.
So, Grant, tell us a little about you while we're waiting for Jay.
Oh, God. You know, thank you, because I love talking about myself. Can you ask me questions?
Yeah. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
You see, a lot of people ask me that, and I don't mean to be insensitive when I say this, but a lot of people treat their first open mic experience as like a sobriety date. And I myself went to rehab, got my whole 180 whatever days and chips and da 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 da. So I know what that feeling is like, but I don't have like that exact date. So I, somewhere in between 2 or 3 years, because I know that I started around 20 and I'm 23 now,
so that would be 3 years.
Yeah. Do you do the math for the listeners on this show, for the Rifters?
I do
for the riffraff.
I could
call them riffraff, do you? That's if
I could do easy math like in my head, like, you know.
Oh yeah,
20 plus 3 on 23.
Jacob, test him.
I can't do like people think. A lot of people with Asperger's can do like hard math in their head, like Rain Man or something. No. I can't do that. I have like a different form of Asperger's.
Well, then what good are you, Jesus?
What?
Whoa.
If you can't beat the house with your mind.
It's funny that you say Jesus because
point?
He kind of looks like Jesus.
That's true. Yeah, and you guys are in for a disappointment if I actually am Jesus. I don't know if I am or not, but that's the truth. I do resemble people's Lord and Savior.
There you go.
I'm not going to argue with that. It's not the worst heckle somebody can get, right?
It's not.
One of the worst/best ones I got was I look like a shot-out Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's cool.
Recently, my girlfriend said I look like an anorexic Russell Brand. So I said, why don't you just say
more
Russell
anorexic?
Brand? Yeah.
Oh, you do look like Russell Brand. I can see that.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
You are so kind.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a number for Jay.
Is that our guest?
Jay Moore is supposed to be our guest, but
sorry,
I'm trying to find a number for him because I don't know. Maybe he's asleep or in traffic or something.
You know what?
So we gotta figure.
If he was watching the rerun of the Home Run Derby, he may be asleep.
Mm. What? What's the Home Run Derby?
You don't know what the Home Run Derby is?
No, explain to the folks at home while I...
I'm sure everybody out... I'm sure the comedy fans love hearing about baseball. Anyways, it was pretty... I didn't watch it, but I actually did watch the rerun because I heard about it.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty chill. There's this rookie on the Yankees. His name is Aaron Judge. I just know that his last name is Judge. And all the New York papers make horrible like puns like with his name, like judge and jury, like hits another one, you know. Anyways, he hit 47 home runs in the Home Run Derby last night, which is
wow.
I don't care.
Is that
how.
Good?
It's pretty good.
Keith,
I don't know anything about baseball.
Okay, but. Okay, 47 anything is 47. You know what a home run is, though, right?
Yeah, you hit the ball and you go running.
No, you don't have to in the Home Run Derby.
Jesus.
In the Home Run Derby, you don't have to. You know that, right?
No.
How old are you?
I'm
Have
I'm,
you seen the
I
Sandlot?
Just turned 30. Yeah, I saw the Sandlot. That was a great movie. They had a...
Have you seen Field of Dreams?
Keith, are you a Russian spy who's totally alienated from American culture for the last 200 years?
You know what?
My
you're
sport,
asking a lot better
my
questions.
My sport is basketball.
Oh, okay. What's your team?
I like the
Moscow Communists.
I like the Knicks.
Oh, poor your poor guy either way.
Yeah, because of Phil Jackson. He's gone.
Well,
yeah.
I thought you were celebrating his... first of all, I thought you were celebrating that he was part of the squad, and now we're celebrating that he's not part of the squad?
I never...
Oh, you were in the minority.
No, I never liked Phil Jackson being a Knick. I thought
so. You
because,
were in the minority when that happened.
No. Here's the thing.
Because a lot
I
of people
said,
were stoked.
No, people were stoked, but I said this. I said that Phil Jackson is a great coach, but he's not a great general manager. He has no experience.
Exactly.
So when they got him, the best thing Phil Jackson did was get Porzingis. That's
it.
And he was lucky on that.
Fell into their lap.
So then what happens is he ruins the entire team that I think the Knicks had a legitimate chance of winning a ring with Mike Woodson. Jacob knows nothing about
with
basketball.
Mike Woodson?
Yeah. Yeah. And 4 years
running
ago.
Running the triangle?
No, Mike Woodson wasn't running the triangle.
But Phil was making them run the triangle.
No, Phil Jackson didn't. He fired Mike Woodson. And then.
Okay, I agree with that move, by the way.
Yeah, he did fire him. And then
Mike Woodson's horrible. I don't care.
He's a lot better than Derek Fisher. Which you are.
Completely different.
You guys topic. Remember when I was Time talking out. About psychic.
Completely different topic. Are you saying I'm Derek Fisher the player or Derek Fisher the coach?
It doesn't matter. You're still Derek Fisher.
Oh, no. It does matter to me. I want you to answer right now because that will change how I feel about that comment. Because I will ask to be Rick Fox then.
Jacob,
you know
what do
you
think?
What? Say, retract that other, retract the Derek Fisher and let the Rifter? Riffers?
Rifters, yeah. We call them Rifters.
Rifters, hello? Keith, let the Rifters know that I'm Rick Fox, not Derek Fisher, please.
Ah, okay.
Please?
Grant Smith is Rick Fox and not Derek Fisher.
Okay, and Jacob's still Big Shot Bob?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, I thought Jacob was Robert. Yeah, that was Big Shot Bob. Yeah.
How did you find my porno career name, dude? Big Shot Bob.
Whoa. Wait for Jay to come on for that.
Yeah, well.
He loves that game.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Jay Moore Sports. He loves porn star athlete names.
Oh. That's great.
Like I think Buster Douglas is a great one. Right?
Yeah.
It's like where you don't have to change their name, but it sounds like a...
Yeah, like what you're saying. Sounds dirty.
Yeah, you're aware that... You're wait, aware.
So, anyways, back to the point. I was talking that I think that... So the Knicks got rid of Phil Jackson.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
Let's talk about a 13 win team.
So they got rid of Phil Jackson.
They drafted a French guy who broke his leg already, and they already misspelled his name on his uniform.
So what they do is
they really love this kid.
They fire Phil Jackson, and then they re-sign Tim Hardaway Jr. from the Hawks for like $71 million.
Great pickup.
It was terrible, and I'm just thinking, oh, bring back Phil Jackson.
That's a totally great Nick joke.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this is a
I think it was literally like he was general managing a actual like term.
Yeah.
I think it was general.
Okay, so I just one. So we don't know what's going on with Jay. So I'm going to text somebody else to see if we could talk to them.
Okay, do I need to stretch?
You need to stretch.
Is that a thing? I haven't done rims like you. I don't know the terminology. You're a big deal. I'm not.
I'm not a big deal.
Yes,
I mean,
you are.
I came in second place at the LA Talk Radio thing. The LA Talk Radio podcast. No, not.
Hey, guess what?
LA's funny.
Guess what?
We're on Talk Radio.
Guess what? I wasn't even invited to that.
Well, that's because like it was LA.
First place at Flappers last week.
Oh, that's true. You and I actually came with me to do that.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, go tell him while I figure out where Jay's at. You tell Jacob the story about Flappers.
I'll tell Jacob and the riffers about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
lay it on me, big boy.
I will, Big Shot Bob. I'll pull my pants back up.
Wait, that's not what happened. About Flappers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that is what happened. Tell the story. Go. Okay,
remember when you got mad at me because I left for a little bit?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Okay, butt out.
Okay.
Just do your thing, all right?
All right, I'm going to make a quick phone call.
You asked me to do this, so I'm doing this.
Yeah, get out of Grant's podcast, you jerk.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Let me hijack Razor Riffs, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so Big Shot Bob, Riffers. Last week, Keith was generous enough to call me and invite me to the Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont because they were having an open mic / audition for the club, and the owner was
Barbara, real sweet lady.
Yeah, she was going to be Barbara's awesome. She was going to be in the audience.
Hey, and Corey, it's Keith.
And take two. And so anyways,
Flappers, Claremont. Barbara's there. Audition / open mic. Secret audition. It was billed as an open mic but really was tryouts to be at Flappers, and a bunch of scrubs showed up, but you guys killed it. You guys killed the scrubs, is what I'm trying to say.
Are you accusing me and Keith of homicide?
Violent homicide. The only fun type of homicide.
Like word bullets, right?
Word bullets.
Like joke bullets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so apparently it was a competition of sorts, and we both did really well. Keith, I'm still kicking myself that I allowed him to sign up before me because I knew that I would have. Both of us had no idea it was even a competition or whatever, and I would have won the competition. And secretly, guys, since Keith isn't here, like I really did win the competition.
Oh shit, he's back! Oh wait, you mean second place?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Silver school, and podium, right? And so,
all right, guys. So, I've tried. Sorry to interrupt the great story.
No, it's all right.
We don't know what's. Maybe Jay's just asleep or something. But I can't get a hold of him, so we are going to call the great Jacob Young, who is going to do the podcast. Jacob Young is on a Young and the Restless, right?
That's right.
Young and the Restless. He does.
Hung out with him at the Tropicana.
He also does the
cool dude.
The Laugh Factory. No, he performed country music at the Laugh Factory.
No.
Which one?
Laugh Factory about Tropicana.
At the Tropicana.
We all hung out with him.
Yeah. So
great dude.
We're gonna, as soon as I figure how to enter this number. He's doing me a huge favor because I just called him. I just called him and he said he'll do it. And he's watching football.
Canadian football? Keith, you know what? You know what they call that? You know what millennials call that? What Jacob's doing? Wait, Jacob? So there's gonna be another Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob Young.
All right. So what Jacob Young is doing? Are we gonna have to call him Jacob Young the entire time?
Yes.
I'm
or
cool
Jacob
with that.
Number one is fine.
Because and I'll be Jacob to be honest, two. If you had David Alan Greer on, I would never call him David. I would call him David Alan Greer every time.
You have to.
Right? How great of a name is that?
Dude, it's great.
All right, well, we're calling the great Jacob Young.
Yo!
Hey, Jacob, what's up, buddy?
Kevin, what's up? Keith, what's happening, brother?
Not much. Thanks for doing it on short notice, man.
Sorry, man. I was a little winded when you called me.
No.
I was playing some football with the boys, with my kid.
Yeah, I totally appreciate this. I mean, we're supposed to have Jay Moore on, but we don't know. Maybe he overslept, you know? So, and we have a show, and... You know, I was like,
not a big deal, brother. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, man. are we live right now?
We're live right now. We're on the podcast.
We are live.
Well, if y'all don't, I mean, and I'm sure y'all who's listening, they already know how funny you are.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my close boys and incredibly talented. Man, I'm happy to be here.
That's very sweet of you. I've been trying to get you in the studio, and luckily, we're close. I was like, I'll just call Jacob to fill in, you know. But I definitely want to get you in the studio.
So now I'm the fallback guy.
Well, I mean, I say that in a loving way, but we call it.
I love how you like to love me.
but Jacob, the people who are also hosting the show is Grant Smith, who's another stand-up comedian. He's co-hosting today because the regular co-host is on a plane, and I need a co-host.
That's not a metaphor or euphemism or anything. Hi, Jacob Grant Smith. Nice to meet you.
And then we got Jake from Vegas. You met Jake in Vegas.
Paul Goofy.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well, Jacob Young. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, we got
over the phone.
Now, Jacob, I have a question for you. What's it like working on a soap opera? Like, because that's what you do. You're an actor, but you're on a very hit soap opera, and you've been on it for, 17 years or something? You've been on it for...
Well, no, I've been in the daytime genre for 20 years,
uh-huh.
But off and on doing everything else in between, you know, from making music to, doing Broadway to, you know, prime time, film, a little, everything. But what is it like?
Yeah.
Well, you know, don't let my wife hear me say this, but. There's a lot of pretty girls on the show, so it makes it a little hard to concentrate at times.
does your wife get jealous of it, or like
after 17 years?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, like, she knows that it's. I mean, you know, they're selling candy. You know, I mean, that's the whole. I mean, forget about that. You know, having integrity and writing. And things that everybody, like, you know, we're like, hey, man, I want some complex story that really moves me. Well, this is not that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, there are days where it becomes very, you know, it becomes very good and people go, well, this is what it used to be like 20-some years ago. Mm. But there's only flash in the pan. And now if you're asking me about what my wife thinks about that, she knows, and you know the good thing is that we all meet each other. You know, we always make sure that I'm like, hey, by the way, this is my co-star. This is the person I'm working with, and you know, I love my wife. I love her like to note, and she's just awesome.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't be where I am without her.
Yeah, because you also do country singing, and a lot of your songs are about your wife, and I saw you in Vegas, and they were great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we all, like, whether you're a comedian, whether you're a journalist, whatever, we pull from the things that we're most passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull from the things I'm most passionate about, and one of those things happens to be my family.
Yeah.
It's not only my family, but it's particularly the woman who helps me with my family is my wife. And she, you know, every song should be dedicated to her, for sure.
Yeah.
That's not a bad muse to have.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You're actually a very talented country singer, too. When I saw you at Vegas, I was like, oh, my God, this is like a young Billy Joe Shaver. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I'm sure the riffers.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm still winded. I was just playing out. He called me. I was outside playing with my son and playing football. And I had some friends that are in town visiting me.
Yeah.
I'm actually from Santa Barbara here in Utah. And so I was just catching my breath, but thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah. Jacob, we have a Twitter question. Do you like Twitter questions?
It depends on how much you're going to Twitter my thoughts.
That's a weird
way. Feed on my thoughts.
That's a weird way to set up. Do you like Twitter questions?
No, because a lot of people don't like Twitter questions. They're like, oh, we actually like...
Can you differentiate a Twitter question? I'm willing to delve into it, and it just depends. Go ahead, shoot away. Let's see what we get.
All right. Twitter question from... I can't read his name, but it's a lot of... weird explanation.
Nobody.
No. The name is TF4.
Keith, can we let him behind the curtain a little bit?
Yeah.
I tweeted this question.
Then ask him the question since he tweeted it.
Well, all right. Fine.
All right.
So Jacob, mm-hmm. You there?
He tweeted the question and he doesn't know his question.
I'm here.
What are you talking about?
Go. Okay.
So, like, how do you deal with, like, the quote-unquote, you know, tabloid talk and the cliche hate things that people say, like, about soap stars especially, because us comics can be extremely thin-skinned? Do you just...
Say it one more time, brother.
So, like...
Say it one more time.
So you know how... Like, obviously the tabloids will, like, attack people for the most nonsensical reasons, but soap opera stars especially. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same thing? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying us comics can be extremely thin-skinned, so how do you deal with it? Do you have to deal with it? Or is everything positive?
I mean, like anybody, okay? Like, it doesn't matter. Like today, everybody's got the social media book in their hands, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody can hide behind a phone. Everybody can live behind a computer. Everybody can be holding their, you know, genitalia in their palm of their hands as they're writing some sort of profanity that is some sort of derogatory message towards the people that they actually probably reality-based, they actually probably love. Otherwise, they wouldn't be taking the time, right?
They're going about...
It's weird, right? I mean, who the hell does it if they didn't really give a shit?
Yeah.
But with that said, it happens on all levels. I mean, I read stuff, and I just try to tune them off, and, you know, I try not to even, like, engage. I quit Twitter for a long time based upon that because I was like, all this is just a bunch of hate, you know, between, you know, two nice comments is 10 hate mail, you know, things. It doesn't matter what you post or whatever your thoughts are.
Yeah,
it bothered me. So I never decided to delve into that myself. And honestly, CBS is, they're a big advocate of Twitter,
uh-huh.
And they want us to do that. And so they actually kind of got me to join. I'm really late in the game on it, to tell you the truth, because I'm kind of a private dude, and I'm not really into caring about what anybody else cares about or thinks about. I like what I like, and I hope that they like what they like, and I want them to live a peaceful life.
I totally agree with you.
It's okay for every person to say whatever they want to say, whenever they want to say.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think people think Twitter is a is a form of the right to free speech, which in a way it is, but it's also, it's like the right to freely hate on people.
That, yeah, that, you know,
they're
that
abusing
is,
it.
That
yeah.
is the, you know, the entire, you know, I get it. That's why we do it. It gives everybody a platform, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, no,
but it becomes intoxicating. It becomes nauseating.
Yeah.
It becomes a disgusting, manifested cesspool of negativity. And gosh, we all have to pull from something positive these days, man. I mean, if we don't have something to look forward to, what are our children, what are our kids, what are our grandchildren have to look forward to? If we're all going to sit there and piss on everybody else all day long, there's just no room for it anymore, man. And we're just killing each other with their toxicity.
I totally agree.
I say, the fuck it. I hate Twitter. I fucking hate Twitter.
That's,
but it is what
truth.
It is.
Yeah. That is the truth.
Now, Jacob, so how you were telling me that you got your start because someone noticed you at Denny's. Is that like, tell that story because I thought that was funny.
Hold on. It was an interview. Sorry, bro.
No, it's okay. I was just reminding you of how you were telling me that you got discovered at Denny's. Like how like that.
No. I mean that is the truth. You never know. It's just one of those things, man. I was, in fact, my mom. She was the one that said, she goes, I was working there. I was a teenager. I was in high school. I was trying to pay for private school tuition, doing it by myself.
Yeah.
And mom says, well, you know, maybe Aaron Stone will walk in there. And see just how talented you are. And I said, Mom, Aaron Stone doesn't eat at Denny's. And she goes, You never know. He could. One day, who knows? But it was funny. It was almost, you know, like 2 days later after she said that this, he was like sort of a quasi-manager dude. And he's long gone. He passed away several years ago. But I mean, I only worked with him for a short time, but he was the one that kind of kicked in an idea for me. He goes, hey, you got a great place. We should do some, you know, photo shoots. And he goes, I know some people in LA and some in Hollywood and we'll get some work. And I was like, you know, it's funny that you say that because my mom was just telling me about it.
Yeah. That's like a cool story.
And that's kind of how it happened.
Like, could you imagine seeing like Lorne Michaels at a Carl's Jr.?
I know, like that would, yeah, that's my dream. When I worked at Carl's Jr., I was like, oh, Mom, Lorne Michaels is gonna come in and get a superstar.
Lorne. Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, what is
Lorne Michaels? Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, no, because he eats at Carl's Jr. all the time. And I know exactly Carl's Jr.
Even Hardee's. I heard he fucks with Hardee's too.
You must have been working there.
Yeah, but I mean, he never came in and discovered me. But I mean, you know, I think I have a.
That's because you offered him white wine. You know, you like Chardonnay. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just picked up Grant because I needed a ride to L.A.
And I had a bus pass.
Yeah.
Well, I get the second best. What the hell?
But Jacob, so you were cast on the show that you're currently on, and then you left, and then you got your part back. Like what? Like didn't another actor take your part? Or
I mean, they were basically strangling themselves, going, "How did we let this guy go?"
Yeah, that's what
I was about to
say.
6 Emmy nominations later. Why? Why did we let this guy go?
Yeah,
and sure as shit, they called me. They called me on the phone and said, "You know what? How would you feel about maybe, possibly, if you'd like to come back to the show?" I was like, "Is a bear shit in the woods? Is a
maybe,
you know
wolf
frog's ass watertight?"
Yeah,
and I said, "Hell yeah, I'm on. Let me come back and let me show you what I can do now." I mean, it was flash forward 15 years later.
Yeah,
and I had, you know, Broadway, film, prime time. I had everything under my belt. I was like, "You guys, you know what you're in for now."
Now, was it easier for you to get back into the character, or do you feel that that character was you the entire time?
Well, the weird thing is that they had another dude step into the character after I left, and there was all this backstory, and it was just lame, and I was like, God, I can't even relate to, why would the character do that?
Right.
They had created this whole path. So I came in and I was like, yeah, it could be hard. It could be difficult to step into it. But I just decided to create my entire, you know, as if, you know, knowing that those things existed, but as if he had some sort of like long-term amnesia and he's coming back as a brand new man, you know, and I brought him back brand new.
Yeah.
The first year I was back, they nominated me for Emmy again. So obviously whatever I was doing was the right move.
Yeah.
You know, you can't base a character on, you know, especially, you know, somebody else has played it. You know, you can't do that. It's horrible. You know, you can't sit there and spin your wheels thinking, would he have done it this way? How did he do it?
Yeah.
That just doesn't make any sense. You know, yeah. Especially not for an actor or a comedian or anybody, you know, we got to make our own path.
Yeah. I was telling you that I think you should do stand up comedy because I think you're very funny. And you said you like singing.
Well, I'm pretty cynical and I'm pretty pissed off, so I think it'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah. I think we should write you an entire act because you and I wrote a screenplay that we're trying to sell, but we should write a comedy act for you so we could do the comedy.
Well, this is true, and you are so freaking talented, first of all, and so funny.
Oh, thank you so much.
You busted me up, you know, when we were in Las Vegas, you know, hanging out together. Your act is awesome. And yes, I think that sounds like a great idea because, you know what? What the hell? I got nothing to...
Yeah.
I'm not holding back. I mean, I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody, but I'll get up on stage. If they boo and hiss me off, I'll just give them the middle finger and maybe flash, you know, a little bit of wiener to them. But
but the thing is, like,
maybe they'll laugh at that. I don't know.
but the thing is, like, you could also win a Emmy for stand up comedy, and I didn't know that until like recently.
Is that possible?
Yeah, they said that people.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so Jacob or Jake, there's two J. This is just like Vegas. JM, you were telling me that people win Emmys for stand-up, like Louis C.K., right?
Yeah, the writing does.
Yeah.
I think he won several for his work with Lucky Louie and his other shows. Just fantastic. You know, it's opportunities out there for you if you're willing to work for it.
Yeah, so we got to get you an Emmy for comedy, too, so we could show the world that Jacob Young is not only an Emmy-winning soap opera star, but an Emmy-winning comedian and an Emmy-winning actor.
And you play football, so
well,
you could be...
Well, that sounds like a great plan. I wish I had tits to match it. Because then I win an Emmy for that as well.
Exactly.
But I'm not a girl. So that's it.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick 10-second break for our sponsors, and then we're just going to ask you two more questions and let you go back playing football. Is that cool, buddy?
That sounds great, brother. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. This episode of Razor Riffs is brought to you by the hottest new restaurant in Costa Mesa that's taking over Orange County, California. It's called Taco Brat. It's our sponsor today. They are literally the only germ Mexican. Yes, it's a real thing. Restaurant in the entire nation with an atmosphere of family barbecue, but with gourmet tacos and sausages that even foodies such as yourself would want to put their cameras down to eat. You can get a taste of this full innovated menu and unique dining experience at www.tacobrat.com, and I suggest you get the tacos but also the nachos because they are delicious. Back to the show. Hey Jacob, we're back.
Did you say sausage?
Yeah, I said sausages. You like sausages?
I love sausages. I mean, not sausages, but I love sausages.
JM has a question for you. We're gonna
maybe one at a time.
Yeah,
one.
Clarify.
Jake number two has a question for Jake number one. Are you willing to comment on the rumors that you're going to be the star of the next Magic Mike movie that's coming out?
Ooh,
because Keith really wants to know. He's been talking about it all day.
Yeah. Wait, what's happening?
Are you willing to comment on the rumors circulating in Hollywood that you're going to be the star of the next Magic Mike movie?
Is that true?
It's true. I heard that rumor.
Keith is blushing.
I did tweet that.
Okay. All right. You guys blew my cover.
Keith's blushing.
I'm in the next Magic Mike.
Keith's asking all
you know
day.
Where the Magic Mike is going to disappear. That's you know that's a whole other question. But
oh god, I can't wait.
That's a, you know what's weird about the Magic Mike movies is even though they're chick flicks, I actually saw them and I thought they were pretty funny.
They're chick flicks?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Actually, I felt like I was a chick at a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
When I watched them.
Really?
I felt kind of, I was really engaged. I was like, yeah, get it, girl. Get it. Yeah.
My favorite part in that, which I think is just, it was so funny because it's not even a joke, but Matthew McConaughey, is that how you say his name?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, he was in
that actor nobody knows.
You know, I'm always a McConaughey.
Yeah.
Hey.
McConaughey.
It'd be a lot cooler if he did.
Hey. Yeah, but like my favorite part is when he's like.
That right.
Yeah, he's all like. He's like, ladies, the law is you can't touch. But I see a lot of lawbreakers out here.
Oh, man. What a spot on McConaughey. What a spot on McConaughey.
Keith actually lifted his shirt and rubbed his Linfield belly button as he said
Jacob,
that.
Jacob, if you could see this.
But, like, that's just so funny. Like, so when I saw it, I'm just cracking up, and all these hot chicks are just looking at me like I'm gay or something. I was like, oh, no, that's a great joke.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But.
Well, you know, look, I mean, it's not a problem that they look at you that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a problem that they thank you that way.
Because
then you're not going to give me action, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh!
Hey.
Speaking of hot movies that make people sweat, the hot movies that make, I think, guys sweat was a movie that you were actually in called The Girl Next Door.
Oof.
You remember that?
What a cult classic that movie is.
Yeah.
And not because I was in it. And by the way, if anybody was paying attention to the opening credits, you know, I'm making out with Olivia Wilde.
I know.
Who, by the way, was the casting director, the assistant casting director to an unknown, perhaps a maybe lesbian casting director that she was working for, you know, that she got a part in the movie because she was also working for that particular casting director. And anyway, there's a whole opening montage, and you'll see me actually kissing Miss Olivia Wilde, who I absolutely adore, love. She's amazing, and she deserves everything that she has. Isn't it funny how Hollywood works?
Small world.
It just scratched my head.
Yeah, but you know what? You could honestly say that you're one of the guys who's kissed her.
Magic Mike 3,
yeah.
Olivia goes.
Yeah, I still have a little bit on my mustache. I just leave it there for a second, just so I can
get the wife jealous.
Is that Aaron Rodgers?
Who?
Olivia? That's Aaron Rodgers, Olivia.
Who's Aaron Rodgers?
I didn't know if this was a rated R podcast or I can just say whatever I want, but I'm going to say whatever I want.
Yeah, say whatever you want, man. Freedom of speech, that's
perfect.
What I say.
Just like Twitter.
Just like Twitter. But, no, was she married to Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I know that.
No. She was sleeping with the casting director.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, she was actually.
Is Olivia Munn the one who? Okay, is there a woman named Olivia Munn?
It doesn't matter. He said Olivia Wilde. I'm sure there's someone.
Now I'm just stuck on this. Sorry.
All right, just. This is Grant Smith, guys.
But by the way, the movie was a lot of fun to shoot. The Girl Next Door, a classic teenage coming of age comedy that just puts us all in that place.
Yeah.
About a young lad, horny as all hell, you know, and a porn.
We lost Jacob Young.
Lose Jacob Young? Oh no.
Maybe his phone.
Just getting to the good part.
We'll try calling him one more time
about the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
His wife snatched the phone from him.
Probably.
She was sick about Olivia Wilde. Give me that phone before you give away any more dirty romantic secrets.
How dare you?
Well, yeah, I was.
That doesn't sound.
Have
like
reached
Jacob Young.
The voicemail box.
Ah,
that doesn't sound like Jacob Young either.
No, But, like, I have to hang up the phone because, you know, sometimes voicemails will, like, give you the number and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good point, good point.
So, like, you don't want the Rifters to know Jacob Young's number out of respect.
Get Olivia Wilde's number after that, yeah.
I was about to work up to that, and then he says Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, what the?
We're trying to fantasize about Olivia Wilde. I know. Aaron Rodgers, give us a break here.
We talked about sports the first half of the show. We'll give him a call and just say thanks for doing it. Short notice because we are running out of time.
Reached.
I think his phone died because he was like,
that's two big name celebrities who abandoned us tonight.
Yeah,
feel so lonely, so neglected.
Well, I got one of them on the phone.
Yeah, Jacob Young's good.
Yeah, I think Jay Moore just overslept.
Something. Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah, so I will try Jacob Young one last time and then we'll say our goodbyes, promote what he's doing, and then move on. If Alan Lee was here, he'd be freaking out, man. Like, he would be like, they don't like us anymore. I don't know.
I don't think that's the case.
Alan Lee. And see, I'm scared to leave a message.
Yeah, don't leave a message.
Because, if the phone number pops up.
I think his phone died.
I think his phone died, too.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny. Yeah, because of Rifters, if you remember, Bill Dwyer's phone died like
That's
three
right.
times.
That's right, yeah.
When we did it. And I was just cracking up because I was like, I was confused. And, yeah. Maybe I'll just send Jacob a tweet, hate mail or something. Be like, Your phone died.
How dare you?
Verizon.
That gentleman.
All right, guys. Well, that was Jacob Young. We're sorry for the show today.
We apologize for the shit show that you witnessed.
Wait, it wasn't a shit show. We had Jacob Young on.
I apologize for nothing.
Golden bright spot.
I apologize for Grant's Aaron Rodgers comment. That just totally ruined the momentum. We were about to get all like, oh my God. And then he's like, Aaron Rodgers. And we're like, what?
Derailed the boner inertia that we had going.
I still maintain I apologize for nothing.
But in a way, maybe that's a good thing because, you know, we're three dudes hanging out.
Three dudes hanging out in a studio that has hot porn stars walking all around it. I'm looking out the window here and I'm seeing some...
Three dudes hanging out? That should be a band name.
Three dudes hanging out?
Three dudes hanging out? Should be a band name. All right, well, Jacob Young, guys, for those of you who is our guest, you can follow him on Twitter, which he never goes on. don't give him hate mail because he doesn't like it, and no one actually likes hate mail. But you could give him a follow at... Well, that's because you like Aaron Rodgers. Obviously more than Olivia Wilde. I don't even remember. Was that Olivia Wilde?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You almost made me forget her name. Aaron Rodgers. You can follow Jacob at Twitter at Jacob-W-Young. And follow him on Twitter and, you know, give him some followers. He also does country singing, and he has a new album coming out in the summer, so it's going to be awesome. Jake, you saw him do singing. Wasn't he just fantastic?
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
From what I remember, yeah, because we were all shitty drunk that trip. That was so much fun.
I wasn't drunk. I don't drink.
Yeah, you were. You pounded back those, what are those pussy drinks you drink again?
Daiquiri?
No, pussier than that.
Jesus.
Yeah. I have no idea what Jacob's talking about.
Diet Coke with a little splash of
grenadine.
Yeah, grenadine and a little splash of vodka.
Dude, Roy Rogers are dank.
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, when you say drinking, like...
You're out of line.
Like,
I'm Roy Rogers are...
Like, I do drink heavy on the Diet Coke and the...
You got a heavy pour
the grenadine.
Diet Coke.
No, you know what was weird is because, like, the manager at the club, Harry Basil, who's a great guy,
yeah.
He called me every single night after the shows because he'd be like, why, like, on Wednesday... he had to buy me more Grenadine because like Monday and Tuesday ran out. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So Friday he calls me. And I was like, "Hey Harry, what's up?" You know. And he's like, "Why am I buying Grenadine like crazy?"
Grenadine cherry syrup. You were a cherry syrup fan.
And I was like, "I don't know. I think other people drink it." And you know, he's like, "No, they say that you're the only one drinking." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, Fraser Smith said you drink a whole bottle of that every show."
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
"Rat it out."
You're making it sound like that's a bad thing.
Come on, Fraser.
Yeah. Rat it out by the Fraser man.
But you know, it's weird because it's like one of those things. Like I saw a homeless guy driving the other day. No, not like I was driving. Like the homeless guy. Like the homeless guy wasn't driving.
Okay.
He wasn't driving. I was driving. So I was driving the other day and I saw a homeless guy and I was with my mom, so I gave him money. And my mom's like, I gave him like $30, you know what I mean?
Holy
the money
shit.
I have.
Very generous.
Yeah.
He's homeless around you.
It's because, you know, I'm trying to get into heaven, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, like I've had a couple bad years of sin, so I'm trying to.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm trying to like, you know, pay off my sins.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how'd that go for you?
Well, I'm about to tell you, but then like, so I gave this homeless guy $30, and my mom's like, he's just gonna spend that on booze and drugs. And I was like, it's better than giving it to dad. He's gonna spend it on prostitution and earplugs. Grant Smith doesn't like that joke.
Wait, I just don't know. Is your dad the homeless guy?
That's how you kill a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
These are the jokes, folks.
These are the jokes.
Great David Letterman.
What would we do without Grant Smith, man?
Kidding,
we call him the joke killer.
No.
For now,
no, that
for
was,
now on.
That was funny.
For now, no, I don't care anymore. For now,
okay.
You're getting a riff now, dude.
We call Grant Lollicost because
for now on when Grant
jokes in mass.
For now on when Grant says, "Keith, I want to co-host the show,"
oof.
You know, I'm gonna be like, "No." He's gonna be like, "Why not?" I was like, "Because you killed three jokes." I was like, "You killed the Olivia Wilde joke."
I thought we were serious about that.
I am serious. You killed it.
Hear about her, not Aaron Rodgers.
And then
you guys are the one who's stuck on Aaron Rodgers, not me.
Well, you put sexy images of him in our heads. What do you think we're gonna do?
That's a personal problem.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking you to help us out here.
Like I have an image of Aaron Rodgers shirtless throwing a football.
Oh, yeah,
that's not my problem.
It is, because you said Aaron Rodgers. It's like, why couldn't you say Ryan Fitzpatrick or something? That way I'm like, oh, he's not a handsome dude, but he's obviously talented.
So
yeah, well, debatable.
Aaron Rodgers is debatable. Like,
so, and then you killed the prostitution homeless guy joke.
Well, okay, I'm glad you ended joke to that.
Yeah. So usually, like, what we do when we end the show is we promote what Alan Lee has coming up, because he's just a phenomenal stand-up and a
prostate exam.
No,
oh my God,
he actually announced that he didn't say prostate exam, but like I was like, Alan Lee, do you have anything coming up? And he's like, well, on Friday I'm going to go to the movies and see Deadpool. And
whoopty shit, Alan. Hey, you know what I'm gonna do tonight is jerk off. How about I announce that to the fucking world? Nobody cares. Everyone knows.
No,
because it smells like chlorine 24/7.
No, everyone cares. But you don't. You're like a joke killer too. So like,
So
I was like, okay, so you're seeing Deadpool on Friday. What are you doing on Saturday? And then he's like, oh, I'm probably gonna see it again.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. All right, guys. One more time, let's give a thank you to our sponsors, and then we'll say our goodbyes. Our sponsors of today's show is the hottest new restaurant in Costa Mesa that has taken over Orange County, Taco Brat. It's our sponsor today. They're literally the only German-Mexican, yes, it's a real thing, restaurant in the entire nation, with an atmosphere of family barbecue, but with gourmet tacos and sausages that even foodies set their cameras down to eat. You can get a taste of the full innovative menu and unique dining experience at www.tacobrat.com. And their nachos are delicious. I went there the other day, and I'm probably going to go there after tonight.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually.
To, apologize for Grant Smith's joke killing.
All this Aaron Rodgers talk makes me want to put a wiener in my mouth real bad. Excuse me, a brat in my mouth real bad. Real bad, if you know what I mean.
What?
Oh, I thought we were on the same wavelength there, my bad.
This is ridiculous.
See, at least I know when to stop.
See, at least Grant knows. All right, Grant Smith, do you have anything coming up this weekend?
No, I'm not going to plug my own podcast, but you can follow me on Twitter.
Plug your own podcast.
Yeah, go nuts.
You sure?
Yeah, go nuts.
I have a podcast. It's called An Ounce Short.
Which I've done.
Yeah, Keith has been a guest on it. He's great. I'm in my second season. I wish I could be as successful as Razor Riffs. Maybe one day. We'll see. But yeah, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, pretty much everything except Spotify. And that's An Ounce Short. And then you can follow me on the social medias at Grant Smith, but instead of a G, it's a 6.
All right. Jake, what about you?
See you guys here next time. Big shout out to Jay Moore here in spirit, and thank you, Jacob Young, for saving our podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jacob, thanks Young. Again. Follow and add Jacob Young. I got to call him and say thank you. I'm Keith Reza, guys. We'll be back next week with Alan Lee. And, yeah. Thanks, Rifters.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.